The people who leap into action first in emergencies, police, firefighters, paramedics, have established hotlines in many places for those emergency workers who find that they need help too. One of the latest is in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Frank Ferry, who's a state representative as well as a volunteer firefighter, created that hotline, and he joins us now from Bucks County. Representative Ferry, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And why was this important to you?
October 1st of 2015, Bucks County suffered a firefighter EMT suicide of a young first responder named George Redner, who took his own life. And then a little less than a year later, Ken Hopkins took his own life, and he was also a firefighter EMT. And along the way, there's been several law enforcement suicides. And what we're finding is more and more first responders are having some mental health issues from the service they provide. And we need to let everybody know, like, it's okay to need to have a release, to need to be able to go talk to somebody, to be impacted by seeing some of these horrible things.
Do you mind me asking, have you had your rocky moments?
Absolutely. When you perform CPR on a six-month-old and that save's not successful, we had a line-of-duty police officer death in my community where I was actually the incident commander of his rescue scene. He was trapped under a vehicle, and I knew him personally. I knew his family, and that actually rocked our community to the core. So, yeah, we've been absolutely, and I've watched, fellow first responders go through some struggles, too. So I can say it's real.
Yeah. I'll bet the opioid epidemic and crisis hasn't helped.
Yeah, and that's an evolving situation. The degree of Narcan saves that we're having up here is obviously increasing. The more readily available Narcan is to first responders. Earlier today, the squad went out for an overdose and they got upgraded to a cardiac arrest assignment. It was not in my fire district, but, it was something the first responders had to dedicate their time to today.
There, as we noted, there have been other hotlines. Phoenix, I'm told, set one up in 2011. Salt Lake City in 2012. There was once one in New York. I'm wondering if you've been able to consult with anybody outside of Bucks County for some advice and what they've learned.
We're actually, the hotline is actually run through one of our social service nonprofits here in Bucks called Lenape Foundation, and they've done fantastic work. I've also found that a lot of us are trying to do the same things and we're on parallel paths, and I'm hoping Bucks County ends up being a trial for something that can ultimately go statewide here in the Commonwealth. As the one person that administers the program said to me, somebody can call from Minnesota and we're going to take the call and we're going to find somebody to help them in Minnesota. So we're not keeping it exclusive to Bucks County, but it went live in January, and I do know there were seven documented calls within the first 3 months of it being up.
Mm-hmm. Representative Ferry, despite the fact that people in emergency services, and for that matter, the military, speak up about this kind of thing a lot more than they used to, are there still some people in emergency services who just find it difficult to ask for help because they have to be towers of strength?
Absolutely. We have to make it acceptable for people to be comfortable going to ask for help. We have to make sure they know where to go. And then we have to make sure there's the sufficient resources there that's capable of helping them get the help that they need. And public awareness is also part of this, because as I discuss this in public settings, non-first responder settings, the room ends up nodding going, wow, we never really thought of this before. But it is real. I mean, the Redner family, the Hopkins family, they'll tell you it's real because it is.
State Representative Frank Ferry of Pennsylvania, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
If someone wants to call the number, Representative Ferry, what is it?
The number for law enforcement is 267-893-5200. And for dispatchers, EMS, and fire, it's 267-893-5400.